I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. January is a good time of year to spruce up your houseplant collection. While having a lush, dark green foliage houseplant is soothing, there are some ways to add color to your houseplant jungle without needing lots of light. The best way is to grow houseplants with spathes around their flowers. What's a spathe, you ask? Good question. Spathes are modified leaves that basically cover and wrap around the actual small flowers. Think of Jack in the Pulpit wildflower, which features a distinct spathe. For indoor plants, poinsettias have bracts on steroids from all the breeding that goes into the plants. Bracts, like spathes, are also modified leaves. Like on the poinsettia, spathes can be colorful and last a lot longer than a regular houseplant flower. Some houseplants with large, showy spathes include peace lilies, anthurium, and calla lilies. We grow an assortment of anthuriums or flamingo flowers for this very reason. They grow in a bright room out of direct sunlight and need only occasional watering, especially in winter. Their spathe lasts weeks, turning from pink to deep red. There are purple and yellow spathe-colored versions as well. Peace lilies mostly feature large, white-colored spathes, but they still brighten up a room. Like flamingo flowers, peace lilies like medium, bright, indirect light and do better with underwatering than overwatering. They also like an occasional shower to clean houseplant dust off their leaves. Calla lilies are mostly thought of as an outdoor summer bulb that can be dug and stored indoors in winter, but they also make nice houseplants with their multicolored spathes and spotted leaves. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about climbing houseplants. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.